Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. Nancy, we're so happy to have you back.
It feels like
it's been forever, and I know it hasn't. I know it's only been 3 weeks, but it's like, I've been missing Nancy. So Nancy is our in-house astrologer that is going to tell us all about some interesting dynamics that happened. Yes, we're in Mercury retrograde, and yes, Mars is still in retrograde, but some of the stuff that's been happening, which I think is why we've been getting so many callers, because everybody is kind of going through some interesting stuff. So today we are talking about living your divine self and keeping it real.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're all a reflection of the divine.
Of course.
Okay. And a lot of people believe that the divine is within them. Some people believe it is outside of them. And no matter what your belief, there is that connection with your divine nature on some level.
Right.
And the way that the energy's been going lately with all these signs moving into Aries. So on March 20th, for example, we had the...
Which was the solstice.
The solstice.
No,
the equinox.
Equinox.
I was going to say
Don't
equinox, and you made me say solstice. Spring equinox.
Yes.
Basically, that happens when the sun moves to 00 degrees of Aries.
Okay.
Okay. So every Earth shift or every seasonal shift transpires when a cardinal sign is being activated by the sun. When the sun moves into the cardinal sign.
Okay. Oh,
right?
I see.
So the spring is Aries. The summer is Cancer. When the sun goes to 00 degrees of Cancer. The fall happens when the sun goes 00 degrees of Libra. And then the winter happens when the sun goes 00 degrees of Capricorn.
And these are all, what did you say?
Well, it's the solstices and the equinoxes.
Right. But they're cardinal?
Cardinal energy.
So they're all cardinal?
They're all cardinal.
Okay.
Now, cardinal energy is a vibration of the divine mind. Okay, or the divine being in its four elemental phases. Okay, so it's pulling in the elemental energies.
Right.
With the spring,
other than cardinal, there's what?
Fixed.
Okay, right.
And mutable.
Right.
Energies.
I think Aquarius is fixed.
Aquarius is fixed. So the fixed, if you want to go over them, the fixed signs are Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius.
Right.
The mutable signs would then be Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces.
Oh, and they're more flexible, typically.
Yes, it's a flexibility energy, so it can be, you know, it can take one shape or it can take another shape, and that's mutability.
Really interesting to know that Virgo's in there, but okay.
Yeah, the fixed plane rules everything in matter. So everything on the earth, anything that's fixed in form.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the cardinal is an initiation energy, so we're initiating something with cardinal energy. And in Aries, it's an initiation of your divine sense of spirit or your divine mind, right? Divine consciousness and recognizing and being that divine aspect within yourself. So in order to do that, what we're being shown is everything that's misaligned with our divine nature, which creates a little bit of turmoil for individuals. With Uranus being at 4 degrees of Aries, and Uranus is the awakener, mm-hmm. and in the sign of Aries, it's awakening consciousness. So it's helping humanity awaken their consciousness to recognizing there's more to life than just being real. But you also need to remember, because we're human, we need to keep that real component with us. We can't avoid it.
Right.
So the awakener was activated. The sun moved to 00 degrees of Aries. So that was the awakening of trying to recognize that divine sense of spirit within the self. We have Mercury, which is retrograde.
Right.
At that time, it was between 0 and 1 degrees of Aries, okay, pulling our consciousness inward instead of outward. So we're doing a lot of internal work, a lot of internal thinking and processing. And then 2 days after that, we had the new moon at 2 degrees of Aries, activating all this energy again, right? Getting us to tap into our divine nature again, or recognizing on an external level what's not aligned with us being in our divine self. And thank you, little cell phone, for that little ding, ding, ding reminder. To me, bells are a sign of correct.
Ding, ding.
There go again. Text messages coming in. So yes, a lot of awakening energy is transpiring. A lot of how am I not in my divinity is being shown to humanity. In order for me to align with my divine nature, what do I need to do? And what the world is showing us is what we're doing that's not in alignment. So because it's the mirror image of our internal self, anything that's shown to us on the external is a reflection, which means a mirror image of what's going on within us.
And how we interpret that is where that's where we misinterpret things.
Often we
see it as that, you know, those are the things like what I find mirrors really interesting, because we will see it in somebody and we will say, oh, they're doing this. And so what's an example? So we see somebody, you know, getting really angry and, you know, going into their ego and, you know, yelling at people and like that harsh thing.
Yes.
And then the mirror of it is, it may not be that anger that is a thing. It may be that we're repressing anger. It may be, it's just, we have to look at what our reaction is to understand what the mirror is showing us.
Right.
And often we think, oh, well, you know, that's not my stuff. But anytime that it affects us means it's your stuff. Anytime that we react to something, there's some unconscious belief that's being thrown into our face.
Correct.
And often we're misinterpreting it because we're just looking at the outside, looking at what they're doing and thinking that that's the thing that's the mirror, when that may not be the thing.
No.
Right. So I do find it fascinating, because I think it takes a lot more awareness than, and that's why there's people like us to help people, so that we can assist them in understanding what those mirrors mean to other people.
Right.
That's important.
Well, and it's hard. It's hard to, you know, as an individual to see your own stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're so wrapped in your own dynamic of how you think everything should be and how you think you should behave or react to a situation, that you're not open to seeing other ways of being within specific dynamics, especially ones that are being triggered by psychological responses or psychological programming from, you know, your childhood. Right? But,
yeah.
You know, when you use somebody else as a guide to assist you through that process, I wasn't in your childhood. You weren't in their childhood.
Right.
So we have a different perspective of how they behave or why they behave the way that they do, because we didn't experience it the way that they did.
Right. We could see it more objectively.
Right.
See the bigger picture. All right. So we are doing readings today. If you have a question that you are, or if you are experiencing some of this energy in your face, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage. And just be really clear about what's going on if it's instant feedback, so that we have enough information to offer you a reading. But yeah, we are here, and I know that the phones will go crazy, because they have been.
Unless, of course, everybody's out enjoying this weather today.
Well, that's the other possibility. It is a beautiful day here, too,
yes.
And I'm sure it is most places. Yeah, that's true. But I'm still feeling that it's going to be a crazy day. It's
yes.
Just because it's been...
Well, it's there has been a lot of crazy energy. And it's interesting, as I was telling you earlier, you know, I wasn't around for this. And when
right.
I say I wasn't around, I wasn't in my life scenario, my typical life scenario. I was on vacation. So I didn't feel it until I got back. And the moment I opened the door to my house, it was like, oh, there's that crazy energy. Where did it come from? It'd been there all along. I just wasn't in it.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a nice time to go away.
Perfect time to go away.
I mean, it's catching up with you now,
yeah.
but nice time to go away.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. Now, there's also something about Mercury now is in Pisces.
Yes, Mercury has officially retrograded back into the sign of Pisces, which kind of activates all that soul or that unconscious energy that we're trying to work through. So our karma is being reactivated on some level. And it's really around karmic thoughts. Okay, so thoughts that we repeatedly have in our head that don't serve our process. And that's what this Mercury retrograde going back into Pisces is giving us the opportunity to recognize. How can we change those unconscious thoughts, those unconscious behaviors that are attached to those thoughts, the feelings that are attached to those thoughts? So we do have
Pisces is very feeling.
Pisces is feeling oriented. It's also the unconscious mind. So like the depths of the unconscious mind, which is then connected to your karmic responses. Okay. Right. And what karma means is balance. I don't want people to think that karma means something bad is going to happen, because it's not that at all. Right. It's what we're trying to balance out.
Right. And things that we've sort of set up so that we can help us balance
right.
those up.
And that we can aid in our own evolutionary growth. So in order for us to evolve, we need to work through those issues that are holding us back in that submissive place, or that place of we can't evolve until we deal with this issue.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it means. And it's typically it's the uncomfortable situations that
right.
we need to work through.
Right. Right. Well,
right.
they're the ones that, you know, are in our face. They're the ones that are there to help us.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's a lot of people have a negative connotation about karma, thinking it's all this bad.
Yeah, and it's not bad.
It's not good or bad.
No, it just is.
It just is, exactly. All right, we do have our first caller. It's Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, how can we help you?
Yeah, I wanted to know, I haven't been in a relationship for a while. I'm 57. If you saw someone coming in, maybe for a marriage or partnership or companionship.
Okay. Now, Nancy does like to know a little bit about what do you want, her date of birth?
Well, you know what? She just told you said you were 57.
Age, yeah.
Did I hear that correctly?
Oh.
What?
That's a Saturn thing.
Are you 57?
Yeah, I was born April 22nd. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. Aries.
Aries. Yeah.
Taurus.
Oh,
yeah.
It's right on the cusp.
Close to Aries,
right on the cusp.
One day away from the cusp.
Yeah.
You're right on the cusp.
There is some Aries energy in your chart for sure, because I am picking up on that Aries dynamic. But in terms of your age, 57, you're entering into your second Saturn return. And our first Saturn return happens at around 28 and a half to 30. And basically, it's that question of who do I want to be when I grow up? On your second Saturn return, it's that now that I'm all grown up, how can I be the child again? So there's this energy of you're redefining your life again and working through some karmic issues over the next couple years. At 57, it's not too hard. It hits in a little bit more at 58. Mm. And the interesting thing is it can come through a relationship at this point in time.
Right.
Right. So it's like if you do attract, you're in a relationship or you want a relationship?
I would like a relationship. I'd like to meet a man and, yeah.
You have somebody around you, though, still, right? There's somebody that's maybe not a relationship, but there's somebody that is hanging around you, right?
Well, not someone hanging around me. I have a relationship. I talk on the phone with my 88-year-old friend.
Yeah.
He's more like a father.
Yeah, I know, but it's an interesting dynamics, though, with him, because that energy, you kind of see him as the person who's going to save you. He's going to give you money in the end. So even though you don't even think about having a physical relationship, it is a type of relationship to you, regardless.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm seeing that there are some opportunities around. There's somebody, though, that one of the people that you're going to connect with is very emotionally unavailable. So
not
sure if it's this person that is, you know, the 88-year-old that is kind of, it's like he's kind of holding you back from finding that ideal partner that you're wanting. Like, it's like, because there's this dynamic that you're having with him that's like a relationship. So even though you have no intentions of making it a physical relationship, there's still a dynamic there. And that is something that is holding you back from really moving into that place. We're actually going to have to go to break. So stay on the line, Donna. And when we come back, Nancy will talk with you as well, and we'll finish this up. All right. We're going to go to break. You can give us a call now and get in queue at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
You've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are with Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Oh, I love saying this because I always get confused. And myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. On Sky Radio.
Too many skies.
Sky Soul. If you want a reading, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. All right. So we were talking with Donna. And, so Nancy, what do you got for Donna?
It's interesting. Hi, Donna. It's like you have been changing a lot of your thoughts around what it is you desire within a relationship. So you've been doing some of the work on a mental level. And I'm going to tell you, keep doing it on a mental level because the heart level will follow that. There's still some shifts within the type of relationship that you desire. You still kind of need to shift that on a heart level a little bit. So you're doing it on the mental, which is great. Now move it into the heart. Move it into the feeling place. You know, start feeling your perfect relationship at a heart level versus just within the thought process. So keep doing the thought, but also now start to merge the feelings in with those thoughts. Because in order for you to attract that relationship that you desire to have at a heart level, it's like you need to do your own work first. You've been doing a lot. There's still more to do. There always is more, so I don't want you to get discouraged around that. There's still more to do. There's always more to do. It's a never-ending process. So.
Or we wouldn't be here on Earth.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here if there was no more to do. So, you know, I'm seeing that you've, like, come a huge way, say, in terms of the last few months, 6 months, 8 months, and in terms of what you, you know, initially thought you wanted in a relationship to what you truly desire now. You've done a lot of growth. You've made a lot of changes. Just keep up with it, and then that relationship will come into play.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So keep doing your work, honey. Let us know what happens.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, so we have an instant feedback from Allie, who is a Scorpio, born, oh no, I'm going to say the 11th, no, November 8th, 78. Oh, right, Scorpio,
yeah.
So it's November, right. Currently trying to manifest the tools I need for the projects I'm working on and wonder if there's anything that he should know. I'm going to say he. I don't know why, but Allie seems like a male name, so I'm going to say he.
See, I got female.
Did you? I wasn't sure. So, Allie, we apologize if you are female and I just called you a male, but I'm thinking you are. But
November
we could
8,
be. November
8.
Yes. All right. So let me see what I get here. I'm getting that you have a lot of the tools that can do what it is that you're working on. I see a lot of very positiveness around what you're trying to create. I see you bringing in some of the things you're trying to create. It's definitely your energy that is anchoring all of this. Nancy's going to have a completely different thing.
No, I'm
about
putting those back.
They didn't feel right.
No.
There's something, it's like you are waking up into whatever, I guess, I don't know if this is how important this time in 1978 is. Is this anything significant? Is this a Saturn or 78?
You're asking me to do age math.
Oh, no, it's not that. There's something significant happening around you, and maybe it's just that we're just going through this whole transition, but you definitely have the tools. There's something that is trying to sort of wake you up to maybe the work that you're really trying to do and maybe what you think. Maybe it's the projects that are about to change and to move into a different direction, but there's something that's shifting around, you know, where you're going or what you're doing or how you're doing it. So there is a transition that you're in, but I see you as, you know, getting what you want. I get a lot of positiveness around what you're doing and where you're going. It's just, I do believe that you're in some sort of big transitional phase for yourself. So, yeah. Nancy.
Okay, so I did the age.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And no, it's not Saturn.
No.
But she's, the energy is being in a very beneficial place right now.
Very.
Right?
Look at you getting the same cards almost.
Oh yeah, here we go. See, I had to put those other two were just like screaming at me going, no, we don't belong in this reading. So I put them back shuffled and
right.
I picked four more. okay. So the current project, actually, it's like, a seed was planted and you're moving forward through trying to create this project and get it moving. You really need to temper your way. You need to continually create and make adjustments as you go along. So adjustments are mandatory. That may be a little bit more difficult for you because you do have a lot of Scorpio energy, and Scorpio is that fixed energy. However, I'm going to tell you, use your mind to make the adjustments because you have Mercury in Sagittarius, which is more open. So you have the potential to be very open-minded. It's the other aspects of your personality that are more fixated on wanting something to happen a specific way. So if you follow your mind, and because it is more open, it'll show you different ways of, you know, making that perfect mixture and creating that mix that you're looking for. Okay. In terms of when you feel any uncertainty, I want you to go back and think of a memory that makes you feel good and infuse the feeling of that feel good memory into the creation process. Even if it's not attached. So it could be like a really feel good childhood memory that made you feel open hearted and happy and spontaneous. And so when you're working on the project and you're stuck, take the feeling from that memory and infuse it into the project in that moment. And I know your mind might have a little bit of difficulty trying to figure out how to do it. Just try it. Okay. Because what will happen is barriers will dissolve. But continue to follow the rules within the project or whatever it is that you're building or working towards. Okay. Don't step on any toes. Toes don't like to be stepped on. Okay. So like just be, and I'm not saying you do that intentionally, but just be aware of where other people are standing as well. And don't try to push them out of the way. Work with them instead of against them. But seems as though like you're in a very, very good place. You're in a place where you have the opportunity to build on past successes. So just ride that wave. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to be with you for about another year to year and a half, that riding that wave.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice on you.
Yeah. Nice shift of energy.
Yeah. We don't always get that good stuff coming through. So, you know, take advantage of it and build that nice foundation to create what you're wanting.
Yeah.
So nice. All right. All right. So we are talking about how to live your divine authentically, I think.
Yes.
And by keeping it real. And I can't say enough about authenticity and, you know, trying to not stuff down these unconscious thoughts and these, you know, these things that we sort of play with on a
daily basis. We can't stuff it down. We need to experience it. We need to be it.
Yeah.
Right?
So even when, you know, when you feel stuck. Like, allow, just don't play in it too long. Like, don't let yourself, you know.
Let it move through you as quickly as possible.
That's the word.
Right?
Yes.
But you can't avoid it or else it's not moving through you. Right. The moment you try to avoid it, what you're doing is suppressing it, burying it deeper into your unconscious, asking for more situations to come your way so that you can pull that out of your unconscious. Right? Whereas if you let it move through you, so, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're not feeling 100%. Okay. Give yourself permission to not feel 100%. And when you've had enough of not feeling that 100%, then say, okay, I've allowed the process to transpire. I'm done. Now I'm going to feel 100%. Right. And just say enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did that this morning. I woke up with a sore throat. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get sick now. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, in this moment right now, I'm going to acknowledge the sore throat. I'm feeling the sore throat. Now I've had enough. Then I just started popping some acidophilus. The sore throat's gone.
Yeah, I think sometimes we just need to sort of... It's like there's almost this level of acceptance to say, okay, so I have a sore throat. What's the sore throat trying to tell me?
Yes.
Like what is this ache? What is this pain? What is this fever? What is this anger? What is, you know, what's it trying to tell you? Where did it come from? What sort of precipitated it? And look at that instead of just sort of saying,
ignoring it,
which is what we do most of the time.
Or allowing the sore throat to manifest into strep throat, okay, which is like an amplification or something that's going to knock me out completely,
right?
So, yeah, I acknowledged it. I looked at the mental, emotional, and spiritual components of the physical sore throat. I processed what needed to be processed. And then the moment I was done with the process, the sore throat went away.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to our second break. When we come back, we will do more readings and we will talk to you. We have a few a few instant feedbacks ready, but if you have a question that you want answered in person, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Nancy Arruda is with UniversalSky.com. So that's UniversalSky.com, and I'm with IntuitiveSoul.com. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, NewSkyRadio.com, and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we're talking all about, you know, how to how to get into your divine self authentically, because we're really moving into this energy that we're all sort of playing with. So if you have a question, and probably it's about all the stuff that's sort of going on around you, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. If you send us an instant feedback, and we have a few instant feedbacks right now, please be specific. Ask us a question. We do have one. We will try and give you the message that we get. But, you know, be more specific on what it is that you're actually looking for, because just asking us for something very general doesn't allow us to focus our energies anywhere. And it may not be what you're wanting to hear. If we have an idea of what it is that you're looking for, it gives us a better way to actually move into that. We aren't doing full astrology readings on air, so telling us all your detail or actually wanting us to look at, you know, the specific things that could be happening, that's not possible for a quick mini reading. But Nancy is available for full readings, and you can contact her through universalsky.com. All right, so our next instant feedback is from Patty. And she has a general question. Since it's spring, wondering what's in store for this year, specifically around her career. And she is Sag born. All right, which Nancy knows all about because she's a Sag.
I'm a Sag too. I love Sag energy. Very expansive, fun, jovial, all that good stuff.
There's some males that I would say differently, but you know, that's okay. Typically, I would agree with you. I think female energy Sag is different than male energy Sag,
for sure. But and Patty's, you know what? Every sign is the same. The females are different than the males. So there is that difference. And basically, because I tried to do the age math here, and based where you're at right now, it is a time of transformation for you, okay, based on your current age. If I have it correct.
Yes.
I'm not good with age math off the top of my head. So you're in this phase of transformation. Typically it is a 3-year phase and you've just started it. So you've got a couple, I'm going to say 2.5 years into that transformative phase where, a part of you is transforming at a very deep level. And quite often when that does happen, our career changes with us. This is not a Saturn energy, however. It is a Pluto energy that I'm speaking of, which is really about evolution. So it's kind of like a part of you wants to know, where can I move? Where can I evolve within my career? And what I'm getting is, within that move, I want to say, do what's right for you, number one. So the cards are in your favor for you to take advantage on a personal level for what you desire to do. So make the changes that are in alignment with your own personal desires. Okay. In that process, don't try to undermine anybody through the process. So, you know, keep the greater good in mind. And I'm not saying that you're not keeping the greater good in mind. It's just a gentle reminder. Mm-hmm. Keep the greater good in mind as you continue to move forward for what works for you. That greater good would encompass your family, okay, any of your current responsibilities, as well as any coworkers or your current employer. If you're thinking of making the job change, do it ethically.
It's funny, when you said that, I thought of, see, we think different ways, but I thought of, you know, make it, see yourself doing, making change and doing things from a place of service instead of a place of, I need more money. I need to be able to provide, like, that's how.
Yeah. And it's not about the money per se. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, a part of you might think it's about the money, but it's not about the money. It's about fulfillment.
Yeah.
What, but you know, but also be considerate of fulfillment isn't just for the self. It's for the greater good as well.
For the greater good, for service. Right? It's like shift your focus from me and what can I can provide me to what can I provide for others. And it's funny because honestly, this is how I see how life goes. I did my big shift when I was like 28, 29, thinking, oh my good God, I'm turning 30.
Saturn return.
Well, there was that, right? Yeah. But I think if you miss that one, or if you don't evolve exactly, then the next one is where you're at, which is, you know, coming close to the next decade change. And you're just thinking, you know, oh my God, I'm not where I want to be. What can I do? And that just keeps happening each mm-hmm. decade. I think it does from like, and you know, I know that there are some lucky people that start at 19 and I think, wow, I wish I could have been there then, because then you would have made completely different choices for where you went to schooling and what you did afterwards.
And that's on a career level. So those lucky people who have like really established careers at 19 might not have the best relationships at 19
well,
or,
true.
You know what
because
I mean? So
yeah,
like there's always something in area,
yeah.
in some area of life.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
We're always growing.
So yeah. And what I'm getting for Patty specifically is, you know, she's got, let's say, three ideas or three directions that she would like to travel in terms of her career. Okay. Put them together into one. Stop looking them at three different separate aspects because it's one aspect. It's just for some reason you've separated those three that one aspect into three. Try and create something that encompasses all three components of it. And it is an idea that you had when you were younger, but for some reason you didn't pay any attention to, so you ignored it.
Right.
So I hope that makes sense for Patty, but I'll let Lori speak now on what
okay.
she gets.
It's interesting because I do see that there, I don't know if maybe what you're going through this transformational phase is because of something that happened that sort of pushed you and forced you to make that decision, and which is what I'm feeling versus something happening in the future that's going to push you. I think it's already been happening. And so just, it's like something from the past that you just sort of need to deal with and understand from that level. So like I said, I see it as, you know, looking at how can we, you know, come into service. And it doesn't conflict with what Nancy says. It's actually kind of complementing it. It's just saying it in a different way because that's where my head is. And that's where I've been thinking because of my different interviews that I do. But, you know, it's, what can you give to the world? How can you provide a service? And I do see, you know, something really opening up for you in the next little bit. And again, it probably is something what you're doing. And it's like these three separate things that Nancy sees and it's coming into one, but it's like, it comes into a way that you, you know, totally open up to, like, it's
yeah.
like you will finally see it as a whole package instead of these three different compartments. But, you know, it's like this tiny little shift of focus where, you know, sometimes we see them all as separate and, you know, it's like, if you make a tiny little shift of seeing it as in service or seeing it as the greater good, then it completely shifts how you are interpreting your world. So I think there's going to be something exciting happening in the next little while. We have another caller, and we are just getting inundated by instant feedbacks. But we are going to take the caller, which is Debbie from Massachusetts. Before we take any more, we hope to get through to all of you, but I have a feeling because it's, like I said, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It is. So, Debbie, how can we help you?
Oh, hi, ladies. How are
hi.
You?
Hi. Good.
Hi. I was wondering, I'm not working right now.
Right.
And I was wondering what is coming up, like,
okay.
for a good change.
Now,
but
because
I
it's Nancy, can you give us a date of birth?
August 13, 1967.
Okay, perfect. We don't have a lot of time before a break, so I may just start it and Nancy
yeah,
can, because then she's going to look at your chart a wee bit. So.
Okay. I was born in Greece. So.
Born in Greece.
Okay.
That makes a wee bit of a difference.
Okay.
Wee bit. I mean, it does if we were doing a full chart or something, which, of course, we're not. But, wow. Where did
I
you
see.
Say, what were you wanting to... What were you wanting to look towards?
Oh, what, like
career,
what areas
career,
am I
right.
looking at?
Yeah. Wow.
I was looking at first health coaching, now it's life coaching, and possibly maybe network marketing.
Okay. I'm going to say to you, look at your integrity as to what actually feels right for you. But I see a lot of really good things. There is some fear that's going to come up, and it's probably because you're going to be going out on your own. So just be conscious of that. But actually, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Debbie, we will give you more information, okay? So
Thank
just
you.
Stay on the line.
Thank
All right, so we're going to go to break. I'm not going to give the information because we have too much to deal with right now. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com and Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. And we're on Sky Radio here. Now, Nancy is with us usually every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means she will be with us next Wednesday. So we get her 2 weeks in a row. If we do not if we cannot answer you, and I have a feeling there's one, we're gonna try and answer one instant feedback, but there's definitely one that's not going to be able to. If you could contact us again next Wednesday, that would be great. We'll deal with that then. All right. So we were talking with Debbie. Okay. So I'm going to say that I think, honestly, Debbie, right now you may want to look at, just because you have been unemployed for a while, you may want to look at getting a real job for a little while, and so that your energy, you can focus on something else, and then look at starting one of the coaching ideas, or look at, you know, where your passion lies and where you want to move from there, instead of just going into something else that can be very difficult when you're working alone. And I feel that maybe you've been alone too long. So I think that's where the fears sort of come up. I would definitely look at, I get a good feeling that things can shift. I just think that maybe looking at self-employment right now with your energy being a little bit low might not be the best. But Nancy, what are you getting?
It's interesting because, you know, even for people that are stuck in a job that they don't want to be in over a long period of time, I say make some form of a change just to help shift your energy around it, which is kind of the same dynamic of what's going on here. In order for you to identify with what's in your heart, it's like you need to get out of the house. Does that make sense to you at all?
It does. It does, definitely.
And I'm not saying give up the dream.
No.
I'm just saying, you know, take something to generate an income for now while you continue to build on the dream. Because it's like over the next 8 months, you need to keep adding to that dream that you want to create. So if you want to work as a life coach and move in that direction, that's great. But there's like little things that you need to add to it before you can actually launch it, if that makes sense to you at all.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like finding out the right program.
Yeah. Finding the right program, expanding on any training that you need to do within yourself first before you can go in that direction.
That's the whole integrity bit that I sort of mentioned at the beginning. Yeah.
So sure. It's not that you're misaligned in any way, shape, or form. It's like if you need the income now, take a job that allows you to have an income, okay, whatever that might be. And then as you're working, because, you know, you don't work 24 hours a day, so you work, say, 6-8 hours a day, you can, just give yourself a couple hours every day to really focus on your dream and build on that dream, take any courses or study, and kind of do the two side by side. A part of me says that if you don't have a job, you're going to get discouraged because a part of you needs that income.
I see.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep, and just helps you get out there and reconnect.
Yeah, you really need to get out there because when you start doing self-employment, and we've all been there, you're very much alone unless you start networking and creating those connections. And, you know, I had to take a part-time job. I've been okay with it. It's just we all have to sort of do what we need to do just to – because it has been, you know, very different energies. And you're kind of, you just feel very alone right now. Like you need to get out more.
I see. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Let us know what happens.
You're welcome.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
You're welcome. So the last one we'll take is Dee. She gave us her birth date and she wants to know what the cosmos is wanting to tell her. Again, When you send an instant feedback, try and be a little bit more specific on something so that we know what to focus on. Because when it's more scattered like that, we don't have a clearer picture of what it is that you're wanting. But we'll give you what we get.
Okay. Yeah. So Lori's picking cards. I'm just going to go based on what you had mentioned was your
date of birth.
And you also had mentioned that you're Virgo rising. So hello. Hello, cousin Virgo rising.
Nice.
I can relate to Virgo rising. But the big thing that I wanted to mention about that if you are Virgo rising, that means Mars is retrograding in your first house, which means you're re-identifying with who you are on some level, trying to decide what actions you want to move forward with in order to, be more fulfilled. And it's interesting because I don't know how spiritual you are, but one thing I do get for you is that you need to meditate. You need to meditate, tap into dream symbolism, get that understanding of what's going on within your unconscious mind, and that has a lot to do with your moon in Leo, because that would be more than likely in your 12th house. So, you know, open up to the cosmos through your own mental process and do some meditation.
Right. What I'm getting is you're actually, which I got even before I did the cards, that you're wanting information on a relationship or wanting to get into a relationship, or maybe it's changing. But what I'm picking up is that you don't hold on to that happy wish and really feel into that. Let your emotions sort of guide you and just, you know, really focus on that. There's some past stuff that you need to deal with regards to relationships. There may even be some people that you need to sort of close the chapter, like maybe talk to them and just, you know, just, you don't even have to talk to them. You just need to sort of, you know that in your mind and your heart that that's finished and that you can move forward, so you can change that energy. It's like you need to sort of finish up loose ends and, you know, don't pine for the one that got away and, you know, sort of get into a fresh spirit and a fresh mind and a fresh heart to sort of recreate and create something that's, you know, really beautiful for you. I see something happening and I do believe that there's something coming. There's just some loose ends with past stuff. Now, we don't have a lot of time if you want to flip those to give her a message. We only have a few seconds.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, look at that. We both got the same cards.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm going to agree with Lori because Lori was very bang on. The whole little message that I got through, you know, connecting with meditation, you may even meditate now at this point in your life. Right. It's just you're going to get a lot of your own answers.
Right.
Which is why I highly suggest meditation for you. So it's kind of like you already know what you need to do, mm-hmm. right? Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And let that get stronger. Like let your meditation really become, you know, your spiritual practice so that you can, you know, meditation can come in many different forms. So find your way of doing it.
Yeah, it can.
Allow that to be. All right. So, wow. I told you it was going to be a fast-paced day.
It was.
It was. I know. It's already over. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. So universalsky.com. And myself, I'm Lori Houston at intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening to us on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. See you next week.